This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Bed Bath & Beyond's in all kinds of trouble, as Kristen was just saying. Closing stores, dancing around bankruptcy, multiple paths. Those are woes unique to that particular company. But there's been all kinds of upheaval in retail the past couple of years. Pandemic closures of stores and restaurants, especially in the big cities. Many of those closures permanent. 3 years into this whole thing now, retail in some places has recovered much more than it has in others. In smaller cities and in the suburbs specifically, that's according to a new report from the J.P. Morgan Chase Institute, as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
We've been talking for a couple of years now about where people went during the pandemic.
The mass exodus of the cities, the migration south, the moves into the suburbs.
Sonia Lipinski at Alex Partners says big national retailers have been paying close attention to all that, too.
Retailers have started to make some decisions on those trends. And when they have new leases up, they're going to be making decisions based on where the consumer's going.
We know that a lot of people moved around in the early days of the pandemic.
What I think has been less clear what's happened since then and really understanding the persistence of some of those changes.
Chris Wheat at the J.P. Morgan Chase Institute says it now seems like a lot of those changes in where people moved and their work from home patterns are sticking. And
all of those things are really playing an important role in shaping what's happening with stores, both across the country and also specifically within neighborhoods.
Retail has bounced back much more in neighborhoods and towns where a lot of people both live and work from home, and in downtowns and cities where more people are back in the office. But Sucharita Kadali at Forrester says in many bigger, formerly office-centric cities, not so much.
Whether it's San Francisco or New York City or Charlotte, North Carolina, a lot of the storefronts are either closed or there's just not a ton of traffic.
Yet, she says, retail overall is doing well, online and actual physical stores, too.
So we know that people are spending, and most of those people who were spending, taking their dry cleaning in at work or getting a coffee at 10 a.m., are still doing a lot of that. They're just doing it closer to their homes.
So that's where stores and restaurants want to be. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.